Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, Ted Williams, man with the golden voice. It is a Thursday, May the 14th, 2020, a very wet Thursday morning, 20 minutes past the hour, and we're going to have a great time here on the Now program this morning. Now, one thing we have to do. Now, first of all, let me say this right off the bat. Now, earlier in the week, I alluded that we might have an announcement this week. That would be a lot of fun, and I think something people might enjoy. And surprises are always good. But I still can't announce it quite yet. And I don't even know if it's going to be a reality or not at this point. But we are 50% of the way there. I'm 50% sure that I might be able to make this announcement, but I'm still waiting on the other 50%. We'll see how the other 50% goes, and if the other 50% is there, then I'll make the announcement this morning, and that'll be a lot of fun on the Now program this morning. So hang in there for that. We're waiting on the other 50%. Now, one thing I want to mention right off the top of the bat here, so I don't forget it. Yesterday, I learned that a person who was basically a regular on this program for quite a while, he would come on quite a bit. Conservative talk show legend Barry Farber passed away at the age of 90. And if you've been listening to this program for a long time, I'm sure you remember Barry and have listened to Barry. Barry was a very interesting guy. He was really the first talk show host that ever went on the air and espoused his political beliefs. He started in 1960, I believe. So when you hear Rush Limbaugh, when you hear Glenn Beck, when you hear Sean Hannity, those type of shows were really ushered in by the late Barry Farber. And Barry used to come on this show, as I say, all the time. And we would have the greatest conversations. And Barry was still working. I don't know when he stopped working, but he was working, I believe, a year ago, still doing his national talk show. So if he started in 1960, he had been doing that talk show for 60 years. What a run that is. Sad to hear that he passed away at the age of 90, but he had a very unique way of talking. Barry was an old Southern gentleman, is the best way you could refer to it. Now, he certainly had his opinions, and he certainly said what he believed, and there was no doubt about that, but he had a unique way of speaking, and he had a unique accent that is obviously was made for radio and worked for him for, you know, well over 60 years. So I was sorry to hear of Barry's passing. Now, I went into the archives yesterday when I heard of his passing, and the last time Barry was on this show, I want to make sure I have the date right here, Barry was on May the 30th, 2019. So it had been a while since Barry was on the show, but May the 30th, 2019, so not quite a year ago, Barry appeared on this show. And when Barry was on, we always had a good time. We talked about interesting subjects. And in honor of Barry this morning, I wanted to play a clip from his last appearance on the show. A matter of fact, it's the end of his last appearance on the show. And the topic we got into, because we obviously were both interested in radio, he was still doing his radio show at the time. I obviously was doing a radio show at the time. And we got into the topic of Facebook and social media and how it has changed how people get the news, and are people informed, are people misinformed, that whole situation. That's the topic we got into at the end of the broadcast when Barry was on May 30th, 2019. Now, before I play this clip of Barry Farber, Terry Tackett, who is here at the station periodically, loved Barry Farber because of the way he spoke. And I don't know the exact quote, but as I say, Barry used to be on quite a bit. And one time when he was on, he said, this is how he would speak. And this is a paraphrase because I don't remember the quote exactly. But he would always talk about how I did not give my opinions on the air, and he did give his opinions on the air. Well, one day he was describing this whole thing about how I don't give opinions and he does give opinions. And he used the phrase, I'm trying to remember how exactly he said this. Only Barry could say this. He said he puts his opinions out on the front porch where everybody can see them and the goats can eat them. He puts his opinions out on the porch where everybody can see them and hear them and the goats can eat them. And Terry Tackett always had such a fun time with that quote. And he would bring that up to me off the air quite a bit because he found that to be such a funny quote. And it's just the way Barry Farber spoke and how Barry Farber conducted his 60-year radio career. And he really was always a gentleman to me. When I would ask him to be on, he would be on very quickly, and just a good guy. And he was one of those people who obviously, as I say, had a conservative political bend, just like some people have liberal political bends, but a very, very good guy, always a nice man to me. And we're now going to remember Barry Farber. You're going to hear that voice. His last appearance on this show, May 30th, 2019, talking about social media and its effect on the news business. Let's go to Barry Farber, May 30th, 2019.
Thing.
Barry, with 3 minutes left, I want to get this question in. I'm going to start where it started, but I think the answer to this is more important and where I want to go with you. Last week, a video of Nancy Pelosi that was doctored up, we've all seen the original video from C-SPAN now, was made to look as if she was drunk and incoherent, and it was put up on Facebook and shared by a lot of people. Now, people do that to Republican candidates too, but Nancy Pelosi was the one who it was focused on last week. Now, when Facebook was asked about this, they said, well, we're not going to take it down because we're not a news site. Well, we know now that 60% of this country gets their news from Facebook, and they run something called a news feed. The answer that we're not in the news business, and that's why we won't take things like that down, does that square for you, a lifelong journalist?
No, they are, I don't care how they phrase it, they are a ways and means of promulgating news and having it spread across the country. Don't give me any of this, as Helen Thomas would say, baloney, about we're not being a news site. Sorry about that. They are a news site. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, et cetera, it's a duck. This is a news site.
So how are we going to get past this? Anybody can write a story, anybody can say anything, and everybody will believe it.
The only way to get around it is to have people know that what you're saying is true. Now, in North Korea today, 10-year-old children know that what they're hearing has no relationship to the truth. It is all there to glorify one leader. They know that. That's what they work with. You are holding up against, don't forget that great philosopher of the last century. He never realized he was a philosopher. He thought he was a comedian. I'm talking about Henny Youngman. When anybody asked Henny Youngman, how's your wife? He would say, compared to what? That line alone made him a philosopher and not a comedian. Okay, he knows what you and I know. He is going to prevail as long as he knows the deal. The North Korean 10-year-old knows the deal. You and I know a deal from the 1950s that unfortunately is being strangled to death as we speak. But they know what they're working with. They know there are other ways and means to get news. They're not going to surrender all of their five senses to news, whatever it is, Facebook. They're not going to. I'm not the least bit afraid of them. Let Trump get to that microphone in center stage, and you will have quite a different interview with your guest, lucky enough to be invited on your show.
Barry Farber, legendary conservative talk show host. It's always a pleasure being on your program. And Barry, it's always a pleasure having you on my program. It's been too long. The time goes by too fast. And thank you for coming on. I always enjoy the conversation.
Scott, thank you. Again, have your secretary type it and I'll sign it. I second the emotion. You are a treasure. You are an American treasure. You are a treasure to our beloved talk industry. So we write on this, not the end, but to be continued.
Stay well, Barry. Talk with you soon.
Thank you, pal.
Bye-bye.
Legendary Barry Farber. There you go. And that was the last time Barry Farber was on this program, May the 30th, 2019. And sorry, we did not get to continue as Barry passed away recently at the age of 90. But what a great career. And Barry, trust me, I'm no treasure to the talk show business, but Barry really was. And you got to hear in that last conversation, that little bit of dialogue that we had, what really made him so great. What really made Barry Farber so great was the way he spoke. Talking about Henny Youngman being a philosopher, you know, how's your wife compared to what? You know, that's a great, great line. And Barry Farber was full of those great lines and full of those great lines for 60 years. So sorry to hear of Barry's passing. Sorry we will not hear his voice on this program anymore. But so glad that we have his many appearances over many years to look back on this program. What a great guy he was. The legendary Barry Farber, gone recently at the age of 90. But you know, we all have. Does anybody have any references of Barry Farber, a guy who was in the business for 60 years? Or if you just heard him on this station, give me a call. Barry was a lot of fun. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I remember we had him on a lot during the election of 2016, but Barry was always good to have on whenever there was a news story going on, and I find it quite apropos that our last conversation was about the proliferation of news on social media, because that has become really the way people get their news, and I'm not sure that's the best thing in the world, because social media does not always get it right, and social media does not live up to the expectation that news organizations do and the standards that they do. And you can just put anything out on social media. You can say anything you want on social media. And that's just the way it is. And I loved having that conversation with the late Barry Farber. And I hope you enjoyed hearing a little bit of Barry's voice this morning. Unfortunately, now that he's gone at the age of 90. So Barry, thank you so much. My Cubs cap is off to you. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about last night. Now, here is one of those instances. Well, let me say this. Yesterday, I was having a pretty good day in general. This whole week has been pretty good, to be honest. But yesterday, I was having a really good day. I made a really good dinner last night, so I was impressed with that. You know, I was impressed with myself over the dinner I made. And it was nice weather all day yesterday. Not terribly warm, but warm enough for it to be a good day, sunny. And I live across from a field. And I've lived there for 5 or 6 years now. And during the time of year when summer is just about to happen, there's a big field across the way, and you will see combines over there starting to do their thing. Well, one of the great fun things over the last 5 years has been about this time of year, May or June, depending on how the rain and the weather has been, you will see combines over there night and day working because they need to get done what they need to get done. And last night, for the first time this season, I noticed at about 9 o'clock that there was a combine across the street, out in the field, had its lights on, and was out there doing the work that needed to be done. And I thought this was really, really cool to see this, because it's kind of early in the season for that, as opposed to last year. Last year, if I remember right, was the year we did not have a whole lot of rain, and it took quite a while for people to get out into the fields to do that sort of work. So last night, I see the combine out there at 9 o'clock. I see the lights on. I don't know who was running the combine, but it's just right across the street from where I live. So I get a blanket, because it was a little chilly outside last night. I get a blanket. I go out on the porch. And there was somebody around, so I wasn't just sitting out there alone, because, you know, that would bore you to death. But I went outside, took the blanket, sat in the chair, was having conversation with the person who was there, and just watched this combine do its work in the field. And as I'm sitting out there watching this go on, and I was out there for probably about 90 minutes, and the combine was still not done, I just thought, you know, this is one of the great parts of life. It doesn't cost you anything. It's fun. It's something you remember every year. It's agriculture at work. It really is kind of a very cool thing. So I love this last night. It made for a great night last night. Slept like a baby last night. And I think it was because the day was allowed to wind down so easy and without any trouble last night. So it was just great out there watching this combine do the work. Now this morning, as I was coming in here, I was trying to look over there because I really don't know what's planted over there. Now, can anybody tell me what is usually planted? I know there are a lot of things planted in Marion, but in these big fields, what is it normally? I don't think it's corn over there. I know that for sure. I know what corn looks like, and I don't believe it's corn. Now, maybe it is, but it doesn't seem to me like it's corn. So what do you think might be planted out there without looking at it? Now, one thing I did notice is there was this spot in the middle of the field, obviously, where all the either tall grass or whatever had been there before was gone, and there are now little green spots on the ground. So maybe they were starting the process last night, because as I say, it seems a little early to be pulling stuff off. So I don't know, but it was a great, great night. Totally a great night. So if anybody knows, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Do you know what they might have been planting over there, or is this the time of year that people get the combines out? I know it's May, but for some reason it just seems early. But I guess it is May the 14th now, so time is just passing by. But what fun it was to sit out there last night and watch that. An odd thing, but you know, this is kind of like the fishing thing that I've been talking so much about recently, about going fishing. I think it's just one of those things that slows down life, that's a lot of fun, that even if you're not the best fisherman or fisher person in the world, you can enjoy it, because it's an activity that just takes you away from all the hustle and the bustle of life. And I like the hustle and the bustle of life, but sometimes it's nice to slow it down a little bit and do something a little less amped up and a little less hyped up and anything of that nature. So, loved watching the combine last night, and loved that it was on a night when I could do it, because obviously it was raining cats and dogs this morning. If it had been raining like that last night, highly unlikely that I would have sat out there and watched that, or done anything like that. So, there you go. Now, one thing I thought that I would do this morning... Oh, here we go. I'm getting a note here this morning, what might have been planted over there. This is good. Corn or beans? You know, that's probably right. It was corn last year. If it's beans this year, is that what... Or it's beans this year. If it was corn last year, it's beans this year. So apparently it's rotation, a rotation of corn and beans. So I'm guessing that... it must be beans that they're doing across the way. Now, this person also says they love watching farmers. Only thing better is riding along with them. Well, there you go. Well, yeah, I think that's probably true. It would be fun to be in the combine with the farmer doing what they need to do. So it's beans. Does that jive with what everybody else would think? Do you think they're doing beans over there? Seems to me last year it was corn, because corn is pretty easy to spot. And driving up and down that road, you can see the corn. As like I say, corn is easy to spot. But I really couldn't tell what it was this year, so it might be beans. Now, are they they're not planting the beans at this point, are they? Well, maybe they are. It is probably planting time, isn't it? Do you think that's what they're doing over there, planting the beans? Because it looked in the patch that they did last night, and maybe they'll be out there again tonight if it doesn't rain too much today. It looked like they had done just a little patch where the combine was last night. Although that combine was out there for quite a while, but now there are just little green patches on the ground. Does it sound like beans to you? Let me know, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as I said, we will have our big surprise announcement today once I get the other 50% of the announcement confirmed, which I don't have yet, but stick with me. Maybe I will. 50% of it is confirmed, and maybe the other 50% will come along as it goes. But sounds like beans are being planted over in the field across from where I live. But, as I said, it was a great night because of it. I really enjoyed being out there, and it's just one of those moments where you can stop and smell life. And you know what's so great? There was this smell in the air last night. I don't know what it was. It wasn't coming from the field at all. It had to be coming from one of the trees or plants or something in the neighborhood that just smelled so good. You know what it kind of smelled like? It smelled like, I don't want to say laundry detergent, because it wasn't that heavy. The smell of laundry detergent would not be something you'd want to be smelling. But it was kind of smelled like that, like fabric softener is what it smelled like. Now, what kind of plant or flower or tree, because there are so many in my neighborhood, all different kinds, would smell like that, would have that smell of fabric softener, just make the air smell really good. What kind of plant, tree, or flower does that? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what that might have been? And did anybody else see anybody out in combines last night anywhere else in the Marion area? Certainly in the Marion County area is where they were, in my neighborhood. But that always is a surefire sign that summer is right around the corner. And you have got to love that. You've got to love that those things are just right around the corner. Having the best time with that. And hopefully we'll get our announcement out here before the morning's over this morning. Here on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for Gone Planting. Now, did anybody else come up with any more recipes yesterday? That was a big topic that we had, talking about food yesterday. We talked quite a bit about food. We talked about what is in banana pudding that... Well, here's the thing. I have a Memorial Day thing every year. I don't even know if I want to call it a cookout. I guess I do cook out. But I have this Memorial Day thing every year. And I used to have somebody who has gone on to their reward who used to make banana pudding in the wafers for that event. And they used to do something to it that is just more than banana pudding and wafers. But I don't know what they did. They obviously added something to it. And I don't know what that might have been. So does anybody who prepares this dish have any special ideas as to what might have been in there that would have changed the taste of it? Because it always made it 10 times better. And I'm also trying to think of pie ideas, because really, Memorial Day is not a cake holiday. So I'm trying to think of pie ideas that would be good. You know, people do the basic cherry pie and apple pie and obviously peach pie, which we've talked a lot about on this program. But what's another pie that would be good for Memorial Day? Or just an interesting dessert? Because the main course is usually pretty simple. The main course is generally hamburgers, hot dogs. Somebody usually does bring macaroni salad, which is kind of easy to screw up, as I said yesterday. Okay. Let's see here. I'm getting... Oh, strawberry pie. Strawberry pie is good, but, the whole strawberry pie thing has got me kind of off on the side here. Because... I was supposed to get some strawberry pie last week on this program, and it has never happened. So I don't want to bring that up again, because I really don't know what happened to the strawberry pie. But I was excited. I was overjoyed that the strawberry pie was going to show up. I thought this was going to be a great thing. Strawberry pie sounds good. It was even explained to me that strawberry pie can be a breakfast food. So I was very excited about the strawberry pie and the fresh, large Diet Coke from McDonald's, but it did not happen. So I'm a little, skeptical to talk about strawberry pie at this point. Chocolate pie? You know, here's the thing about I am not much of a chocolate person. Now, it's not that I dislike chocolate. I just don't like chocolate in big amounts. Now, I can eat stuff with chocolate in it. Like, I've had chocolate cake, obviously, and I've had candy bars and things of that nature, although I'm really not a candy bar person at all. But chocolate pie, I don't think would really appeal to me. It's kind of like peanut butter pie. That would not be something that I would really like. Now, somebody's asking me what fish I was talking about. Or dish. Oh, it's banana pudding. I was talking about banana pudding. That somebody used to make banana pudding every year at my... They wrote fish, by the way. That was not my mistake. The person said, I missed what fish you were talking about. And I'm thinking, was I talking about fish? I was talking about fishing, but I don't know if I was talking about fish. And then they corrected themselves and wrote dish. Okay. What dish I was talking about was the banana pudding... vanilla wafer thing that people eat. Now, I know it's essentially banana pudding and vanilla wafers, but there is more to it than that, because the person who I used to know who made this added something, because it did not taste like banana pudding and vanilla wafers. I mean, it did, but there was something more in it. Okay, cheesecake is another example I'm getting here. Well, cheesecake's not bad, but I don't know if you want to sit cheesecake out during a party, because that's one of those refrigeration pies that you have to do. Okay, now I'm getting this. My chocolate pie is chocolate chunk cheesecake pie. Chocolate chunk cheesecake pie. Well, I wonder what the chocolate chunks are. Just chocks of chunks. Oh man, this is going to be bad. Chunks of chocolate? Is that like Hershey bars that you dump in there? Maybe. I certainly have never made chocolate chunk cheesecake pie. Isn't that like an oxymoron, though, cheesecake pie? Because isn't cheesecake a cake and a pie a pie? So how can it be a cheesecake pie? That doesn't seem right. I don't know. That's just me. Not a criticism. But wouldn't a cheesecake pie... Which is it? Is it a cake or is it a pie? Or didn't we have a question a few weeks ago about which pie is actually a cake? And it was cheesecake? Or which cake is actually a pie? I don't remember how that whole thing went, but I think cheesecake was the answer to that question. Oh, it's in the pie crust. The chocolate chunks are instead of chocolate chips, and they're in the pie crust, but made with cheesecake pudding. Well, this sounds very good. This sounds delicious. But again, I don't know if I would really like it because I'm not a huge chocolate person. Peanut butter pie, which everybody likes at the holidays. I don't see a lot of it in the summer, but I certainly see a lot of it at holiday time. I'm not a peanut butter pie person because I'm not a huge peanut butter person. So I don't know if chocolate would fall in the same category with me or not. Again, I can eat chocolate. Obviously, I've eaten candy bars. I've had a chocolate shake. But it's just nothing that appeals to me. Matter of fact, I would usually rather have strawberry, which comes back to the strawberry pie. If I was going to have flavored milk, I would have strawberry milk would be my preference. If I was going to have ice cream, it would be strawberry ice cream. Or vanilla would be my preference over chocolate. I would rather have a strawberry milkshake as opposed to a chocolate milkshake. So chocolate's just not my huge thing, to be honest. Yeah, I'm getting word that it was a question a few months ago. Cakes are actually pies. What cakes are actually pies? So I think cheesecake was actually a pie. So I guess maybe a cheesecake pie is actually right because a cheesecake is actually a pie. You know what I really like, though, oddly enough? What I really like, now there are several different types of cheesecake that people can make, but I like the cheesecake that's fluffy, not chocolate cheesecake, but just the regular old cheesecake that's kind of got that fluff to it that's not really hard or thick. That's the cheesecake I really like. And I know a lot of people make that cheesecake, but I often get depressed with that because what happens is somebody will say they're having cheesecake and they'll have the harder cheesecake, the more thick cheesecake, when I would rather have the more fluffy version of the cheesecake. This is why, as a matter of fact, I don't order cheesecake in a restaurant. It's because I'm always afraid they're going to bring the type of cheesecake that I don't like. So, you know, it's one of those things, I guess we could say. Now, does anybody have any recipes as far as pies or cakes or anything goes for the big Memorial Day holiday coming up? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944, 52 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. We've had some interesting ideas so far. Chocolate chunk cheesecake pie. Chocolate chunk cheesecake pie. Very interesting dessert. But I still want to know what's in that banana pudding. And does anybody have a good recipe for banana pudding? Where it's not just the banana pudding and the wafers. Because I know there's something more, and I know there was something more in that dish that used to be cooked than just those two items. I know there was something more to it. 53 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Also, is there a dish that you cook that kind of is a specialty of yours? You know, everybody has these specialty dishes. Oh, we're going to have a picnic, we're going to have a get-together, we're going to have a cookout, we're going to have a Thanksgiving, we're going to have a Christmas. Oh, we need to make sure this person brings this particular dish. That's been a thing for a long time. What is your specialty dish, and why is it your specialty dish? Now, you don't have to give us the secret as to why it's a specialty dish, but you certainly can give me an answer here. All right, we've got one coming down the pike, I think. This should be good. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, maybe you should change your call letters to Scott's Food Network.
I know, we're turning that way, aren't we?
Yeah.
I know.
That's okay. I like food, too.
Well, you know what? It's interesting because I was telling somebody this last night because I made dinner last night for, you know, I guess you could say a person, but more people than one person just ate it. And I don't cook big meals like that very often, but I was telling somebody last night that when you cook something, for some reason, you don't eat a whole lot of it. You eat actually much less than you would if you were just eating it. So I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, I like about everything you've been talking about. Cheesecake, I like pies.
Well, yeah, and you know, pies are good, but you know, it seems to be always apple or cherry or peach that people show up with at these events. And I was trying to think of maybe kind of an out of the way pie that people would really like.
Well, I tell you what I like. I like the black raspberry pie, and I stopped at Mom Wilson's yesterday, and Judy's Pies, they have them in there, and they had that. They had rhubarb. Of course, they had the peach and the apple.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true.
The standards.
Well, you know, and the other night I saw a blueberry pie, and I thought, boy, that would be really good.
Yeah. All right, well, I just wanted y'all a second.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
And phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, let's see here. I'm getting some more information. Let's see here. Cream cheese, vanilla pudding, sweetened condensed milk. In banana pudding, I don't know about cream cheese. It didn't seem like it was cream cheese, but it might have been. I don't know. I don't remember it tasting cream cheesy, but I remember the banana pudding just tasted different. I don't know what it was. Okay, let's see what we have here. My grandma puts pieces of bananas in the pudding, along with the wafers. Some whole and some crumbled. That could be it, too. You know what? As a matter of fact, now that I think back about it, I do think there were real pieces of banana in the banana pudding. So that might have made it have a different taste. That certainly is quite true. 57 minutes past the hour. And we have been talking a lot about food here. Food's an interesting discussion. Food's an interesting topic because most people eat every day and most people have their own special things that they like and special things that they dislike. So it's a fun topic. So if anybody has anything to comment, 740-383-9944. Here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
I'm interested in what you made last night.
Oh, well, here's what I made last night. Now, I felt this was a very big undertaking, but what I did, but I've made this before, so I guess it wasn't a big undertaking for me, but what I did was, is I made chicken Alfredo, of course, with the Alfredo white sauce.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, and I...
From scratch?
I did it from scratch.
Oh, yep. Guy.
I know, not out of the box or anything, and I also made three cheese macaroni and cheese, which I've been doing that for a long time, and that dish always goes over well for some reason.
Okay, you need to post your recipes.
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
Yeah, because that gives everybody else an idea on what to do for dinner.
Well, I'll tell you, the chicken Alfredo, and here was one of those things again, which I was telling somebody last night. You know, I essentially made this food for somebody else. I would not have gone to that much trouble if it was just myself. So I'm making this food, but honestly, when it came right down to eating it, I barely ate any of it because once you're cooking it all and around it all for an hour or so, 2 hours, however long it takes to prepare it,
yep,
you're kind of done with it at that point. And...
I feel your pain.
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
So I barely ate any of it. And what I ended up doing is, because obviously the other person last night was not going to eat everything that I had cooked, and I knew that was nothing I was going to eat as a leftover.
Uh-huh.
I just recently got some new neighbor. This is actually why I was outside when the combine was going out last night. I got some new neighbors about a month or two ago, and they have young kids and so on and so forth. So I just took it over to them because I knew I would never eat it, and I gave it to them, and I think they were kind of surprised in the beginning because people don't normally do that anymore. But then when it was over, because they brought the dish back, they must have ate it right away.
Uh-huh.
They said, boy, that was so great, and thank you so much. They couldn't have been more effusive when they came back over. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You're a good guy, Scott.
Well, I try to be neighborly.
Again, put your recipes up, so that'll give people ideas.
I'll tell you, the three cheese macaroni and cheese is so simple, but it will impress anybody at any party you go to, and I almost guarantee you will come back with nothing left in your pan.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to know that one.
Well, I will send that out. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And maybe it is the cooking show this morning. You know what? It is the top of the hour here. Can you believe that already? And again, we want to say, send our happy trails to Barry Farber, who passed away recently at the age of 90, a longtime guest on this program. Oh, look at this. Well, I do, but you know, I need a fresh one. How cool are you? Look at you. I mean, it finally happened. Miracles happened every so often. Well, sit down for a minute. Are you rushing somewhere? I have no guests here. I got time to fill. You know what? But we do have a break here. But you're going to stay.
I don't think so.
No, you are going to stay. You're going to sit right there. You're going to stay. And we're going to come back here in 15. Oh, I don't think they know who it is. A surprise guest. That's a good tease. Surprise guest in 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
I don't want you to talk to my wife again. It's my wife. And I'm going to kill you. So I says, he's going to do what to me? You know.
Oh, man.
And then Ricardo says, I want to tell you, Shaky, with another accent, I want to tell you, don't pay any attention to him. Just pat him on the head 3 times.
And the producer told you that he had a gun.
Oh, he had a gun. He had a gun. Well, you know. People, if they went to rob him, they wanted to rob him. They didn't want to rob the money. They'd take him. They'd put him in the pocket.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it. Programming on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address, 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number, 740-225-4495. Webpage, crtmechanicals.com.